The US, a key ally of South Korea, was taken by surprise. Officials here were not notified of this in advance and say they are seriously concerned about the fluid situation, which the State Department is following closely as it seeks to engage with counterparts on both sides of the Pacific. A spokesman for the Department of State didn't condemn President Yoon's announcement, insisting the United States' alliance with South Korea remains ironclad, though he wouldn't be drawn on whether Washington shares Seoul's assessment about the danger posed by North Korea, which was the justification used to impose martial law. The US, we're told, hasn't received any specific threat from the DPRK. President Joe Biden, who's travelling in Africa, continues to be briefed on the matter that has profound implications for one of America's vital partners in the Indo-Pacific. Benji Hire, Washington.